2016 is a year that holds great promise and excitement for Michigan's jazz community, both performers and fans. A big reason is a $7.5 million gift from a Detroit philanthropist to Wayne State University's music program. Chris Collins is director of jazz studies at Wayne State and the artistic director of the Detroit Jazz Festival. This is happy news for jazz lovers, isn't it?
It is. You know, when you work on something for a while and you meet all of these amazing people, not only in the arts, but all of the support systems for the arts. And it all comes together and coalesces into something that we're all going to be enjoying for decades. It's hard not to have a smile on your face.
Well, tell us about this donor you call the Angel of Jazz.
Indeed. The great Gretchen Vallade. You know, her whole life she's loved this music. As a youth, she used to go to jazz clubs in Detroit and New York and support jazz musicians. She really understands this music. And I have to extend that to say she really understands people. As you know, Cynthia, you crossed paths with so many creative people. There's an emotional connection that's made in the arts. And she's someone that understands that, is very sensitive to it. So her support is so much more beyond just financial resources, but a spiritual and emotional support, a very visceral support. At her own jazz club, she sits at the bar on every night listening to the band, supporting them, talking to the artists about what's happening. I mean, he's a very engaged person. So when she decided to do something in the Midtown area, she was really interested in creating something new, as always, something fresh, a new way to use resources. And I have to say, she's very sensitive to the fact that, you know, we have great venues like Orchestra Hall, mm-hmm. Music Hall, the Opera House, and so on. And so it's, how do you create a new venue that doesn't directly compete or create just another way of sectioning out the audience, you know? So we had a lot of discussion, and one of the toughest parts of this, believe it or not, was getting her to agree to put her name on it.
On this new building
that's right.
Going to be the Vallade Jazz Hub.
And, you know, and this idea of doing anything that has Gretchen Vallade's name on it, because she's just very anxious about, you know, that being the thing. I convinced her, as well as many others, that, look, your name resonates in the jazz community as much as many of the top artists. People understand that you're an important part of the equation, and we want them to understand it 100 years from now. So the gift of that started with a $5 million gift to create the Gretchen Vallade Jazz Center on Cass Avenue at the corner of Hancock. That was the beginning. And then to add additional resources and to ensure that there would be the personnel to carry out the mission of the center, she another $1.5 million for an endowed chair in jazz, and another $1 million for an endowed graduate assistantship in jazz, all working in the Gretchen Vallade Jazz Center to program, create jazz initiatives, community educational outreach. And I got to tell you, it's amazing. It's nothing short of singularly amazing, much like what she's done with the Detroit Jazz Festival or with the Dirty Dog Jazz Club or Mack Avenue Records. It's always unique.
And what will it mean, as you talked about 100 years from now? Mm-hmm. What is this going to mean?
Well, you know, the beauty of the way it's set up is this is not just someone going in and purchasing a building and building a jazz venue. This is an agreement with Wayne State University, a Carnegie One research institution that has, one of the longest standing jazz programs in the country. It's a very old program, a lot of graduates, a lot of history. And by making it an endowment in the university, it ensures that that principle will never go away and that the Gretchen Vallade Jazz Center will stand in perpetuity, as well as the endowed chair and the endowed scholarship. And the beauty of that is that all the investment that will be made in these things will continue with no end in sight, because it's an endowment. It takes care of itself. You live, for those who don't understand the endowment, you live off the interest, and the principal stays there forever.
So it's self-perpetuating.
It is. And so we're looking forward to the idea that, as I said, 50, 100 years from now, Gretchen Vallade's name and what she supported, what she represented, which delves into the world of, you know, the global jazz community, certainly the Detroit jazz legacy, and how that all helped to shape who we are in Southeast Michigan, really. And that will become the sort of the jazz corner of our area right there, where people can come and visit archives, hear music from the 37 years of the festival, enjoy student activities, community activities, as well as seeing some of the most important jazz musicians of the time.
Thus the term hub.
Exactly.
And now the location you mentioned is the location of the Hilberry Theater.
The current Hilberry Theater.
So explain this, because I know this is one big piece of what is really going to be an exciting transformation in Wayne's performing arts venues.
That's it. And, you know, speaking of the Hillbury, of course, we're talking about something with a tremendous history of its own. As always with musicians and artists, dancers, actors, painters, there's a lot of respect between all, a lot of collegiality. Mm-hmm. And so it's a really special the way this has happened. The Hillbury is working to develop a new complex called the Hillbury Gateway Complex that will be a performing arts center, a new build on Wayne State's campus that will be just right next to the current Hillbury Theater. And that's going to take about 5 years to finish the fundraising and break ground on that. And when they move to their new digs, the current Hillbury Theater becomes available. So it was, again, very forward-thinking, very wise of Gretchen to think in terms of, well, let's create the endowment now. Let's put something in writing now so there's an agreement so that we secure what the use of that's going to be. The joy it gives to all of us is several years to lay the groundwork and network and
design.
Have conversations like we're having. Design. You know, because as musicians know, you walk into most places, if you're not playing at a small club, 50, 60 seats, or you're playing at the Detroit Jazz Festival for 10,000 people, sometimes it's not always right. So the middle, this middle place, 400 to 500 seats in a building that's not just a theater or maybe a classical venue that we're using for jazz, but something that's going to be specifically designed for jazz acoustics, jazz audiences, jazz interaction, even the seating, how close you are to the stage and things will all be considered. So when it's done, you're going to have very much a specific jazz venue and one in which all the other arts are right next door. You have dance, you have theater, you have visual artists, and then you have the old main building, which houses the Fine Arts College of Wayne State. So you can imagine the opportunity for interdisciplinary activity and collaboration is boundless.
And I have to imagine the idea of like looking ahead in 5 years or so when the doors are open, this is designed to a T, exactly what jazz needs, that's got to be the idea of a nice 400 to 500 seat venue must be appealing to national and international artists.
It will be. And of course, for Wayne State, you know, their connectivity to the backbone down Woodward and all the high definition internet stuff that's going on, the opportunity for streaming and for live recording and production of new pieces is going to be significant. And I can only imagine the excitement of the students, not only the ones at Wayne State University, but those in the Midtown area. All our universities have a presence in Detroit at this point, and it offers an opportunity for a place for all of us to come together and celebrate this music that's a part of all of our lives. And that's a lot of positive energy.
I also have to imagine that, you know, thinking of sowing seeds for the future, that you're thinking of a youngster who's maybe in middle school who's beginning lessons and feels a call to jazz. The idea that there could be a really welcoming home to learn your craft has got to be terrific.
It is. And, you know, it's so much what Gretchen is about when she talks about jazz, when she thinks about that word and the really community that word represents, the lifestyle that word represents. She understands its youth, its professionals, its upcoming artists, its legacy artists, and she is always looking for interesting ways to address all those communities within the larger jazz community. So exactly what you said, you know, you can parade a Wynton Marsalis or a Terrence Blanchard into a middle school, and you know, a lot of the youngsters may not know who that is, or they certainly may not understand the depth of the artistry there. But there is value to finding a way to bringing youngsters into the highest level of this art form, inspiring them, exciting them, even if it's only a small group within the larger group. You're, as you said, you're sowing a seed. And then she has other projects that have been supported through the Jazz Festival, Wayne State, and in, I'm thinking now of the J.C. Heard Jazz Week, which is a program that is a three-legged stool between the J.C. Heard family, the Detroit Jazz Festival, and Wayne State University. It's a summer program, but the beauty of it is no student pays to go. Just like the Jazz Festival, you get in by audition only. You have to demonstrate your skill. You have to demonstrate your commitment to the art. And 40 students to this year, we had a little more than that, get to come, and they participate for a whole week with students from all over the area in studying jazz, small group, large group, arranging and theory. We do club hits in Detroit throughout the year. And this program, you can imagine just placing something like that into the Gretchen Valle Jazz Center, how that's going to create opportunities for ways to expand the experience, to add archival and legacy material that can be enjoyed and studied by the students, as well as this phenomenal performance venue that will be unlike anywhere these students will play. So it's about planting the seed, and then it's about watering, and it's about nurturing and creating those artists. And some of our newest programs at the festival are all about alum of the J.C. Heard Jazz Week, or alums of our other educational programs. So when they go out and they're in their 20s and they're in their 30s, we want to bring them back home. We want to know what they're doing. We want to celebrate their success and let the whole world know that Detroit, Southeast Michigan is continuing to propagate these amazing artists that are going out there and defining the music world of today.
And having this center to coalesce around, it's a game changer for Detroit.
It is. It really is. Of course, as you know all too well, you know, Detroit's really genetic connectivity to jazz, and vice versa. The jazz industry has been shaped in many ways by Detroit artists at many levels. It's the perfect place for a venue like this. It creates a year-round brick-and-mortar establishment that is housed at a Wayne State, an institution of research and learning, but it is guided by these other cooperative organizations like the Jazz Festival, the Mack Avenue Records, which has, you know, Kenny Garrett and Stanley Clark and all these great artists involved, and the Dirty Dog Jazz Club, and et cetera, et cetera. It brings a place for all these ideas and opportunities to come together. And then, you know, I should mention they've announced me as the endowed chair.
I was just going to say, a little bird had told me you're the first endowed chair, so you will be very, very intimately involved in growing this.
My job is, how do you weave this together in a way that makes sense for the whole community and makes sense for the mission and lays the groundwork? So again, as you know, in anything, no matter what's on paper, what matters is the foundation you lay and the habits and the vision that's set early on. You want to give everyone a roadmap in which to follow. And the fact that we're all alive to know and understand Gretchen's vision, we can weave that into the foundation and help guide future leaders of the Gretchen Valle Jazz Center to follow suit and keep the vision alive.
Chris Collins is the Director of Jazz Studies at Wayne State University and, as we just heard, the first endowed chair in jazz studies and Artistic Director of the Detroit Jazz Festival, as we look ahead to what the Valle Jazz Center is going to mean to Detroit and the jazz scene. Chris, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, the pleasure's mine. Thanks for everything you do, by the way. It's always a pleasure to hear you daily and to see you face to face. What a joy.
Thank you so much.